Today's Shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis at the end of three lines from the bottom, Amar Abaye. We had learnt in the previous Shir a machloikis of Rav and Shmuel in understanding our Mishnah, where somebody said, Ma'achshav l'achel l'amajoy, if somebody is Makadish, a woman, with the statement that the Kedushin should be from today and in 30 days, how do we interpret that statement? Shmuel understood that statement to be a Tanai, a stipulation. And what the person meant was that if he will be here within 30 days, by the day 30, then the Kedushin should be retroactive to today. Rav, on the other hand, had a question how to understand this statement. Do we understand it as Shmuel understands it, as a Tanai, as a stipulation in the Kedushin? Or do we understand it as a Chazara? Do we understand it as a retraction, and that originally this person intended that the Kedushin should be effective as of today, but then he changed his mind, and he wants the Kedushin to be only effective in 30 days? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Ulatame de Rav, according to Rav's opinion, if somebody came and said to a woman, the Kedushin should be effective, as we just spoke about that kind of a statement, and then a second individual came and said, that the Kedushin should be effective from today and in 20 days. And then a third individual came and said, says Abaye, according to Rav's opinion, and the Gemara is going to explain, Marisha Ma'achrin Tzricha Get, she needs a get from the first individual who made a statement, or from the last individual who made a statement, Miam Tzoy Enit Tzricha Get. But from the middle individuals, no get will be required. And the Gemara explains, from a Manavshach, if we view the first statement as a stipulation, the Kama Kedushin, so only his Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, because when day 30 comes, then retroactively she is Mukadeshus to him from day 1, and therefore his Kedushin is the only valid Kedushin. The Hanach, the Kedushin of all the other individuals, Lav Kedushin, are not considered valid Kedushins. If, on the other hand, we view the statement of the first individual as E Chazara Hava, we view his statement as a retraction, then his Kedushin is only going to be valid on day 30, and that's why the Basra Kedusha, the last Kedusha, which is actually the Kedushin that's going to be effective first, is the only valid Kedushin. The Hanach, all the other Kedushins, Lav Kedushin. And as Rishonim point out, actually, this Halacha could have been taught to us, even if the Gemara would have used an example, where the first person said, Ma'achshav l'acha shloshim yoyim, Ma'achshav l'acha esrim yoyim, would be the second person's statement, and the third person's statement would be Me'achshav. If anything, the point that we're making would perhaps been even made stronger that way. Why didn't the Gemara use that as the example? Explain to Rishonim, because the Gemara wanted to remain consistent with this type of understanding of giving cases where the Kedusha is Me'achshav l'ach shloshim, l'ach v'esrim, l'ach v'achshav l'ach asara. Ask the Gemara if this is the way to understand what Abaye was saying, according to the opinion of Rav, Pshita. That's obvious. This is just a natural extension of what Rav taught us. Answers the Gemara. Ma'ad Tema, Ha'ilish the Mashma Tano Mashma Chazara. The Gemara suggests that there may be another way of understanding Rav's opinion, which Abaye came to teach us is not the way to understand Rav's opinion. We might have understood Rav's opinion as being uncertain, is this statement to be understood as a stipulation? Is this statement to be understood as a retraction? And it could be that when one person makes the statement, it's a stipulation, and the other person could be making the identical statement, but by him it will not be a stipulation, by him it will actually be a retraction. That's why the Gemara says, and that's why we, if that would be the case, v'tibari, then she would require gita mikol chad v'chad. She would require a separate get from every individual, because we don't know which is the first kedushin, which is the first kedushin to be effective. That's why kamashmawan. That's why the Gemara has to teach us that the halacha is that it's not to be viewed that I can understand this as a get, as a retract. I could be making the statement as a retraction, and you could be making the statement as a stipulation. It's either a stipulation for everyone, or it's a retraction for everyone. And as the Rishonim explain this Gemara, the Rishonim explain that even if we're going to ask the individuals who made these statements, what did you mean? And this one will say, I meant it as a retraction. And this individual will say, I meant it as a stipulation. It still won't make a difference. Because statements that are made as kedush, as statements to affect kedushin, are not to be understood, say the Rishonim, as separate state, as statements that are up to the way I want them to mean. It's rather the way Chazal understood that they should be, they should mean. And therefore, either Rav's opinion is, either it's always a stipulation, or either it's always a retraction, but it can't be both. Ula, however, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, again with the case that we began our shiur with, where successive individuals made this statement, the halach would be afilu meya, even if 100 people made these successive statements, taif simba, the kedushin is valid. V'kein amar Rabbi Yochanan, ken amar Rav Asi amar Rabbi Yochanan, and so too Rav Asi say according to Rabbi Yochanan, afilu meya taif simba, even 100 individuals can make these statements, can make these statements. Amalei Rav Mishash Berei the Rav Ami Rav Asi, as Berloch Tam the Rav Yochanan. I'll help you understand Rav Yochanan's opinion. Shavya Nafshei, somebody whom these successive people who are making these kedushin are arranging themselves kishragar the livni, like a stack of bricks. The kol chad v'chad rafchel chavri shavik. As Rashi explains, when one is stacking bricks, he doesn't put one brick directly on top of the other one, because if you're going to construct a row of bricks that way, they're going to just passably fall down. If you want to stack them securely, you have to stagger the bricks. You have to place them in a way that each brick rests on two bricks behind it. And that's why here too, says Rabbi Yochanan, that when you have a number of people making these consecutive kedushin, they're so to speak staggering their kedushin, and each one is only making a partial kedushin, and since each one is making a partial kedushin, there's room for the next kedushin to be chal, to become effective. Of course, the Rishonim immediately, in trying to understand this Gemara, say that just like we know the halacha is that you can't be mekadosh, you can't be megarish a half a wife, Gemara that we learned, so too, how could somebody make a partial kedushin? So some Rishonim suggest that that Rabbi Yochanan will agree that as far as gittin are concerned, partial gittin would not be valid. That is not the halacha regarding kedushin. Regarding kedushin, partial kedushin are valid. That's one way of understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Another way of understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is that each person is mekadosh the woman completely to the degree that his kedushin is a full kedushin as far as he's concerned. You know, let me explain it a little better. The kedush, the shiur, the amount that's not being done, is not regarding the woman. As far as the woman is concerned, he's making a full-fledged kedushin. What he's doing, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is that he's taking a full-fledged kedushin, but only making it for either, some rishonim suggest, for a limited amount of time, or in a fashion that another person should be able to make a kedushin. And actually, these very minute but significant differences that we've tried to say in understanding Rabbi Yochanan's opinion have very relevant halach lemaisa nafkaminas. One had nafkamina will these people be mutter to have beer with this woman? If we understand it to be a full-fledged kedushin, then they'll be permissible to have beer. If, on the other hand, we're only going to look at it, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, as somewhat of a limited type of kedushin, then beer will certainly not be permitted. Furthermore, let's say one of these men, before the date that he wanted the kedushin to become completely valid, wanted to retract from the kedushin. Does he have to, is a get an option? Or is only retraction of option? If we view it as a full-fledged kedushin, then a get should be given. If, on the other hand, we view it only as a partial kedushin, then get is not what is an option. He could only do a retraction. Say to Rishonim, according to Yehuda's understanding of this type of situation, we need now to understand what it says in the Mishnah, Mukadeshes Veinu Mukadeshes. So some Rishonim say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rav said, Mukadeshes Veinu Mukadeshes, that it's a situation of a suffix, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a full-fledged Mukadeshes Veinu Mukadeshes, but it's not a full-fledged Kedushin, because there's an opportunity, as we just explained, as the Gemara actually said, Rafcha that there's an opportunity not only for this man to make kedushin, but actually he left opportunity for other men to make kedushin also. Masav Rav Chanina, as Rav Chanina, it says in a Mishnah, Mayoy Lachamisa, when somebody gives a get to his wife, and says the get should be valid from today, and after my death, the loch is get for a get. It's a question if it's a valid get. And therefore, v'meis, if this individual passes away without any children, chaletzes v'loy mesir bemes. His wife is a candidate only for chalitza, not for yibam. So the Gemara shows how this Mishnah could be consistent with Rav and Shmuel's opinion, but difficult with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rav Masayilei. This Mishnah clearly corroborates Rav's opinion, because since Rav isn't quite certain, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, how to understand such a statement. Do we understand it as a retraction? Do we understand it as a stipulation? That's why we don't know, should we treat this woman as a divorcee? Should we not treat her as a divorcee? And that's why the only thing we should do is chaletzes v'loy mesir bemes. According to Shmuel, Nami, Hormani, who is clearly the Tan of this Mishnah, Rabbanhi, as we said in the end of the previous year, Shmuel said his opinion only according to Rebbe, and not the Amrik Rebbe. And this Mishnah represents the opinion of the Rabbanim. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishiyuri Hava. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says that when somebody used such a language, the kedushin does become a valid kedushin. So we know regarding kedushin, as we said a couple of moments ago, we can have a question: can a kedushin be affected in such a way? But regarding gittin, we said kol gita the mashayba v'lov klumu, a get that isn't a complete get is certainly not a valid get. So how can we have a question if this is a valid get? It's certainly not a valid get, and since it's not a valid get, the halacha ought to be yevumi miyabim, that she's considered the wife. Since this get is not a get, she is the widow of the person who passed away. So why is the Mishnah in Masechta Gittin saying that under such circumstances choletzes v'loy misyabemes? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, says Rava, get lahaitzi or misa lahaitzi. A get accomplishes that the marriage is broken, and a misa accomplishes that the marriage is terminated. Masha shaya get, so albeit that here we have a weak get, because the get was given not as a complete get, as we explained, still, whatever the get couldn't accomplish in terminating the marriage, Gomer Samisa was completed through the death, and that's why the Gemara, the Mishnah, assumed that she's not considered the wife of the brother who died, and that's why the Mishnah said, Choletzes v'loy misyabenes. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, mi dami, how can we compare a get to Misa? Get Mitzim Rishas Yavam. What does a get accomplish as far as Hilchus Yibam is concerned? As far as Hilchus Yibam are concerned, a get accomplishes that she will not be a candidate for Yibam. Misa, on the other hand, Machnesel Rishas Yavam. Misa accomplishes that she will be a candidate for Yibam. So how could the Gemara say that these two very different things should complement each other? And as the Mefarshim explain, we need to understand Rava's Havamina and Abaya's counterattack. The Machna explains it fairly simply. The Machna explains that what the Gemara and the Havamina assumed was that the Get and the Misa complement each other. And since they complement each other, they could combine and it will be considered a completely terminated marriage. And that Abaya says, you can't have two concepts that work in very different directions as far as Hilchus Yibam are concerned, complement each other. That's the Machna's approach. The Ramban's approach is somewhat different. The Ramban's approach is that he goes back to trying to understand Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says that when somebody makes this Kedushin, Mahayoyim Malach Shloshim Yoyim, we have a Kedushin that every day we get a little closer to the ultimate Kedushin. He says that's the same that maybe by a get. We're getting every day closer to a complete get. And since we're getting every day closer to a complete get, even if we only have a partial get, the Gemara is suggesting, Rav is suggesting, that should be enough to say that this is a woman who's not a candidate for Yibam, to which the Gemara answers that no, only a completely valid get could create a situation that this woman should not be not have to have Yibam. Anything else cannot do it. So now we need to understand why, according to Reb Yochanan, does that Mishnah say that this woman, Choletzes V'loy Misyabemes, it should be viewed as a totally unacceptable get, and should be considered a regular Eshesach that needs to have Yibam. El Amabaya, Hasan Tamamai, Gzeira, the reason why the Mishnah says that she should only have Chalitza, not Yibam, is because of a Gzeira for the case, Umhayoyim Imati Hareza Get. In the case that's mentioned earlier in that Mishnah, which is said, if somebody says, from today if I die, there to get is indeed valid. In that case, Yibam is disallowed. There's no Yibam because in that case, obviously, she shouldn't have Yibam. So because she shouldn't have Yibam, in that case, that's why Chazal said that she shouldn't have Yibam on that, on this case either. Just to review, in the case where somebody says, this is you get from today after my death, the Mishnah says that since in this case the Rabbanon were concerned that if a woman has to have Yibum in the case that we're discussing, where, as we said, the get is not a good get, people will also come to make Yibum in the case Umahayoim Emati. There, it would be an Issa Daraisa, because since there the get is a good get, she is a woman who was previously an Eishes Ach, and a woman who was previously Eishes Ach is not a candidate for Yibum. And because these two cases are similar, that's why Chazal said that even in this case, she shouldn't have Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, v'nigzim ha'yoyim imati, the tachlitz, did halacha in the case of ha'yoyim imati, she doesn't have neither Chalitza nor Yibum. Ask the Gemara, why don't we require that she have Chalitza there, otm ha'yoyim lachamisa, just to understand the Gemara. In the case of ha'yoyim lachamisa, Abai is teaching us that really the get is not a good get. And really she should require, she should be a candidate for Yibum. But because of the similarity between this case and the case of Mayoim Imati, Chazal said she should have Chalitza. Now ask the Gemara, because we're still concerned about that similarity, that in the case of Mayoim Imati, since it's similar to the case of Mayoim Lachamisa, what does the Mishnah say she doesn't get? Certainly not Yibum. She's also to have Yibum, but neither Chalitza. Why don't we say that she should get at least Chalitza? Answers the Gemara, we have a different concern. If we'll say in the case of Hayoim Emati that she should be undergo Chalitza, we're concerned that Messiah Bemis, that we will also give her Yibum. Ask the Gemara, if there's such a concern that every time we tell a woman that she, every time we say that there's a woman who's a candidate for Yibum, she's also for Chalitza, she's also a candidate for Yibum, and therefore we don't allow Chalitza either. So Hachanami, why in our case, in the case of Mahayoin Ula Achamisa, we were saying that she should only undergo Chalitza. Why don't we say that if we're going to allow her to undergo Chalitza, she may come to Yibum? Answers the Gemara, to Siyabim Ve'en Bekach Klum, Chashash Drabonanu, explains the Gemara very beautifully. We explain that in the case of Mahayoin Ula Achamisa, really she is a woman that should have Yibum. Just we made a special gzeira that she shouldn't have Yibum because of our concern. Explains the Gemara. That concern is only a concern that will lead us to another case. But it's not a reason that she shouldn't have Yibum. And that's why Chazal say, what are you worried? She's going to end up having Yibum in a case where we told her not to have Yibum. Midaraisa, she is a candidate for Yibum. Because Midaraisa, the get is not a good get. And since the get is not a good get, she ought to have Yibum. And therefore the downside is very minimal. And that's why Chazal said she should undergo, we undergo Chalitza, and we're not concerned of the repercussions of what will happen by her undergoing Chalitza. Says the Mishnah, Hayim Elisha, if somebody says to a woman, Harei at Mekudeshli Amnash Etn Loch Masaimzos, you Mekudesh to me on the stipulation that I will give you 200 Zos. Harei Zem Mekudeshes, so the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, V'yitein, but he has to give it. And we'll explain what this means in the Gemara Mitzvashem. If he says, I have to give it to you within 30 days, so that halacha is like this. If he pays it within the 30 days, then the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. If, however, he doesn't, any Mekudeshes. The Rishonim discuss a number of questions. One question is, can one do a Kedushe Bia with this type of Kedushin? And many Rishonim suggest that a Kedushe Bia cannot be done with this type of stipulation, since there's always a concern that he may not ultimately fulfill the stipulation, we can't allow him to do a Kedushe Bia, which will end up being a Bia's Nus. The Rishonim also ask, as we will learn in Mitzvashem, in tomorrow's Shir, there's a halacha that every Tanai requires a Tanai Kafel. And why doesn't our Mishnah mention that there was a Tanai Kafel in articulating these stipulations? So some Rishonim suggest that, of course, there was a Tanai Kafel here too. It's just not mentioned by the Mishnah because that's not really the subject of our Mishnah. Others say that there is no need to say it to Naikofel here, because he said the words of Almanas, and whatever Almanas is said, it's Kim'ach Shevdami, and there is no requirement to say a Tanai Kofel. Also, the Rishonim discuss, in the case where he says Shloishim Yoim, there's a difference if he uses the words Amnas She'etenloch Masayim Zuz Mikan Va'at Shloishim Yoim, then the halach is he can fulfill the stipulation any time during the 30 days. However, if he says Ad Yoim Shloishim, then the halacha is that he has to make sure to pay her before day 30. By day 30, it's too late. Continues the Mishnah. If you use the words Amnas She'eshli Misayim Zuz, the kedusha should be kedusha if I have 200 zuz. Harez mukedeshes v'yeshloi. If he has 200 zuz, it's satisfactory. The Mefarshim point out, how do we understand? We shouldn't discuss what is considered that he has it. There's a machloikus rishonim. If he has money, but it's there's a lien on the money, is that considered as if he has the money or not? Some rishonim say it is considered, and other rishonim say that money that there's a prior lien on cannot be considered his money. Certainly, the rishonim also say that if we see that he has money, we don't have to be concerned. Is the money, if we see that he has money, do we have to begin to be concerned, is this money indeed his, or perhaps it's not? The Rishonim point out that if we see that he has money, we could assume that it's his. But there is an interesting machlokes Rishonim. Let's say a person has money, but it's money that was loaned to him. It's not really money that he owns. It's money that he got as a loan. Is that considered that yesh loy, or is it considered that ain loy? Most Rishonim say it's not his. It's money that he borrowed. Others say, since we've learned the concept of mivalei tzonitnu, so any money that I get, I'm allowed to spend, and it's considered my money. Continues the Mishnah, Amnas she'erech masayim zuz, if he makes a stipulation that I'm going to show you 200 zuz, harez mekudeshes v'yirala, v'mehera al shulchan, but if he was a money changer, and he just showed money that he has on his table, that is not considered that he really showed her his money. What she meant was that she's going to see money that is his, not money that he just happens to have because he's a money changer. The Rishonim and Paiskim also discuss, in all of the situations that we're discussing now in the Gemara about stipulations, what would be the din regarding a stipulation where he made a stipulation, and the kedushin was made on the basis of that stipulation, she waive the stipulation? And the Rishonim give us a rule. They say if it's a stipulation that revolves around him doing something, revolves around him giving her money, so any stipulation that involves a kumvah, say, she could always say kilos kabalti. In my mind, it's as if it was accomplished, and she could waive the stipulation. However, a stipulation that involves a sheva al taisa, not doing something, cannot be waived. It has to be fulfilled. Says the Gemara, Itma Rav Huna Amar v'yitein. Again, the Mishnah first case was that he made a stipulation that he's going to give a 200 zuz. Says Rav Huna, he should give the 200 zuz. Rav Yehuda Omer, and when he gives it, the kedushin will have taken effect retroactively from the time that he actually made the kedushin. Rav Yehuda Omer, the Rav Yehuda says licha shiyitein. The kedushin is only valid when he will actually give her the money. And the Rishonim say that even according to Yehuda, who was saying that the Kedusha will only be valid when he actually gives the money, many Rishonim discuss that it's not clear according to Yehuda that the Kedusha is only valid at that point. Many Rishonim want to suggest it's a suffix according to Yehuda. Is the Kedusha valid retroactively, or if the Kedusha is only valid, the Kedusha will only be valid when he actually gives the money? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar v'yitein Tanahu, because Rav Yehuda views this statement as a stipulation. Mekayim Tana, when he fulfills his stipulation, Vazel, then the Kedushin is effective retroactively. Rav Yehuda says the kedushin is only valid when he gives the money. L'chiyav have a kedushin. When he gives the money, it'll be kedushin. Hashtami will have a kedushin. Until he actually gives the money, the kedushin is not a kedushin. My benayu, why is the nafkamina? Ikke benayu, shapashta yad of a kibble kedushin me'acher. If she accepted kedushin from someone else, after this act happened, Rav Huna will have a kedushin. According to Rav Huna, won't be a valid kedushin, because the kedushin, once the first man gives the money, will be valid retroactively prior to this act of kedushin. Rav Yehuda have a kedushin, or as we explained, it will be at least a shaila, perhaps at the second kedushin is a valid kedushin, because according to Rav Yehuda, the first kedushin is only valid once the money was given, and when this second person made the kedushin, the money wasn't yet given. However, the Rishonim make a very important point according to Rav Huna, the kedushin is valid retroactively. So they discuss the following situation. This man hasn't given the money. And again, in the first case of our Mishnah, he didn't put any timeline to his stipulation. So we don't know how long it will take. There's always a concern that he's going to give the money and that the kedushin will then be valid retroactively. But we don't know. So what happens if a second person gives? The kedushin is not a kedushin. But on the other hand, the first kedushin hasn't really been consummated. And now we go on to a question. What will be the din where the man told the woman, I have no intention of ever giving you the money? So some Rishonim suggest that will be considered a retraction, and the entire kedushin, the entire first kedushin, become invalid, and therefore she could accept the kedushin from the second man. However, other Rishonim say that no, if there will ever be a circumstance that this first man will give her money, that will retroactively activate the first kedushin, and it will have a situation that she's an Eishes Ish that has lived with another man. Says the Gemara. There's actually a similar Gemara in Masechta Gittin. Somebody says to him, this is your get. I'm nashatitinli masayim zuz. With the stipulation that you give me masayim zuz, harezu megureshes vititein. She should give the get, and she's divorced, and she should give the money. Itma, Rav Huna mevititein. The get, according to Rav Huna, is effective retroactively from when he gave her the get. The get is only effective when she actually gives the money. Again, it's viewed as a stipulation. She'll fulfill a stipulation. Only when she actually gives the money is the get a valid get. Until then, it won't be a get. Ask the Gemara again, my benayu, what is the nafkamina between these two opinions? Says the Gemara, ikka benayu, shneskara get the shavit. If the get was ripped or lost in between these two acts. Rav Huna have a get, as long as the get was there, and obviously it was when it was first given, that is enough. Rav Yehuda, since according to Rav Yehuda, I have a get, it's not a get until she actually gives the money, and therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, this woman will not be considered divorced. Now, Taisa says, why didn't the Gemara give us another nafkamina? The Gemara could have given us a nafkamina that, let's say, which would be consistent with the previous Gemara, where she accepted kedushin from somebody else after this act. According to Yehuda, it'll be a valid get. According to Huna, it'll be a valid kedushin, because according to Huna, the first get is affected retroactively. On the other hand, according to Rav Yehuda, it won't be a valid get, because according to Rav Yehuda, the get is not valid until she actually gives him the money. Answers Tosfos. As when we first mentioned Rav Yehuda's opinion, we mentioned it's not that Rav Yehuda is certain that the get is, or the kedushin, are only valid when the money is actually given. He's not quite sure if it's valid then or it's valid retroactively. That's why the Gemara did not want to give this nafkamina. Vitzricha. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to have the same machloikis, both in Masechta Gittin and in Masechta Gedushin? Tiyashmina gabi Gedushin, if we only had this opinion, this machloikis Masechta Gedushin, we would think, b'hokam Rav Huna, mishum d'lakroi v'kasi, by Gedushin, since he wants to marry her, So that's why we say the Kedushin is effective retroactively. He wants the marriage to be effective as soon as possible. Divorce is something that people want to postpone. Even by the Rabbi Yehuda, that the divorce is not effective until the money is actually given. On the other hand, if we only had the machlokes regarding gittin, we'd say in the case where he gave a get with the stipulation that she has to give him money, he's not going to be embarrassed to ask for the money. They're anyway divorced. However, aval hocha diik sifal olamitva, where here the kedushin was tied to him giving her money, and since she's his wife, she may be embarrassed to ask him for the money. Even Maidel Rabbi Yehuda, that until the money is actually delivered, the kedushin is not a kedushin. Tzricha, that's why we had to mention the machlokes of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, both in Masech by Gittin and by kedushin. Meisvei asked the Gemara on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda from the following brisa. It says in the brisa, Hareza Gittaych Amash Shetitnli Masayim Zos. Somebody says to his wife, I'm giving you the get on the stipulation that you give me 200 zoz, is da locha, bishneskara, get the shavet, even if the get is stolen or lost or ripped, harezim agreshes. However, lachalot tenase, she shouldn't marry anyone else, at shetiten, until she gives the 200 zoz. This obviously teaches us that the get is effective retroactively. Because if the get is not effective retroactively, then by the time we want the get to be effective, the get doesn't exist anymore. It was stolen or ripped. Voi Tanya, there's another brisa. Amla reza gitech. If a man told his wife, this is your get, I'm not sure titmali misaimzus with the condition that you give me 200 zuz, or mace, and then he died without any children, nosna, if she gave the money before he died, then ends the kukulu yubum, because she was a mugureshes, like nosna, but if she didn't give it, so she's not considered divorced, as a kukulu yavim. And she therefore has to go through yubum. Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer, she could give it to either his brother or his father, or any other relative. Says the Gemara, at Kanloi Pligi, the whole machloikis is the mass of a livelo yiliyarshe. The machloikis between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel is, can the stipulation be considered fulfilled if it isn't he himself who got the money, it's if his heirs got the money? That the Tanakhama holds that only if he gets the money is it considered that the stipulation was fulfilled. Umar Sava and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Li Afilu Yarshai. Even if his heirs get the money, it's considered the stipulation has been fulfilled. However, everybody clearly views this as a Tana. They only view it as a stipulation to the get, not anything more, that the get is not valid until it's fulfilled. To Yufta the Rav Yehuda, isn't this a clear refutation of the opinion of Yehuda? Because according to Yehuda, where the get is not effective until the money is delivered, by the time the money is delivered, he's dead. And get lachamisa on my lach Rabbi Yehuda, spans Rabbi Yehuda, hamani Rabbi He. These opinions are opinion of Rabbi. Dama of Hunam a Rabbi. We have opinion of Rabbi that we've discussed. Kolay mal manas. Whenever a statement is made with the words Almanas, is Ka'imam Achshav Dami. And therefore, certainly, according to the opinion of Rebbe, the get is valid from when it was actually given. Vanoah have a plea, Rabbanan Lay. The Rabbanan say, Rabbi Yehuda, don't agree to the concept of Ka'imam Anas, Ka'imam Achshav Dami. Vanoah Damik Rabbanan, I agree with the opinion of the Rabbanan. Gufa. Says the Gemara, Amar Funam a Rebbe, Kol Aima Amanas, according to Rebbe, wherever the statement Amanas was made, is Ka'ima Ma'achshav Dami. Amar Rav Zeira, so says Rav Zeira, Kavina Bebovel, when we were Bovel have a meaning, Hoda Amar Funam a Rebbe, Kol Aima Amanas, wherever the statement of Amanas was said, is Ka'ima Ma'achshav Dami, Pligi Rabbanalei. They said that the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe. Kisaliki Lahasam, but when I came to Tetzisrael, Ashkechel Rav Asi, I met Rav Asi, the Yosef Kamalei Mishmei Rav Yochanan, who was saying over in the name of Rav Yochanan, Hakom Moidim, that everybody agrees, Be'oim Amanas, is Ka'im Machshadami. Le'nechelku, the whole machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbanon, is only when a person says, Mahayoim ulaachamisa. According to Rabbanan, we're not clear in this case whether the person wanted to get to take effect retroactively or he wanted it to take effect only after his death, which would make it an invalid get. According to Rebbe, we say that he certainly wanted it to take effect at the moment he gave it, only with the stipulation that he dies. And therefore, according to Rebbe, the get would be a valid get. And says the Gemara, Vartanya, here Vartanya is not a kasha, here Vartanya is a raya. There's a raya that corroborates Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. Mayoyim lachamisa. If somebody made a statement, Mayoyim lachamisa, get for any get. We don't know how to look at this get, as we just explained. Divrei Chacham according to the Chachamim. Rebbe, on the other hand, holds, Kizeh get, we certainly look at it that the man wanted the get should be effective from when he gave it. Says the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Amanas Nami Pligi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the machloitis between the Rebbe and the Rabbonin is not only in a case Hayoim Lachamisa, but it's even in a case of Amanas. Ask the Gemara Adamiflegi, instead of arguing in the case Hayoim Lachamisa, why don't we find them arguing in the case of Amanas? Why isn't that the case that the Braisa mentions? Answers the Gemara, Lo Diacha Kaich the Rebbe. The Braisa wants to show us how far Rebbe goes with his opinion. That not only in the case of Amanas do we say that the get is effective from when the get was actually given, but even in the case of Mayoim Lachamisa, Nami will Rebbe hold that Hareza get. Ask the Gemara, Vinifikim Amanas, why don't we find them? Arguing even the case of Amanas, well, the Achkoch Rabbanon, that not only in the case of Mayoim Lachamisa will the Rabbanon be unsure about the validity of the get, but even in the case of Amanas will they question the validity of the get? Says the Gemara, Kayach da Teira Adif. We always want to speak about the Kayach da Teira, the Kayach that says something is doable, because as the Rishonim always explain, Kayach da Teira, to say a Heter, takes much more clarity. And it takes much more certainty of your opinion, and that's why Kaich da Teira Adif. The Mishnah said, Amnash Eten Lech, if somebody says that on the condition that I will give you from now until 30 days money, if he gives it within the 30 days, the Kedushin is a Kedushin, if not, not. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious that the Kedushin is invalid if he hasn't fulfilled the condition. Why does he have to teach it to us? Maratema laughed to Nohu. He really didn't mention it as an integral part of stipulation. It's just Lizruze Kamar. All he meant was to get him to give the money quickly, but not to say that it has to be by that time. Kamash Malam. Amnashiesh to Mesayim Zuz. If the man says on the condition that I have Mesayim Zuz, if he has it, then it's fine. If not, not. Ask the Gemara. Why, if we don't know that he has it, do we say that the Kedushin is not a Kedushin? Why should we not be concerned that perhaps he has it? Vaitanya, and haven't we learned explicitly in the Braisa, the Chashinon Shemi Yeshloi, that we always are concerned that maybe he has it? Of course we always have to be concerned that perhaps he has the money. Just Haba Kedushin Vadai. If we know he has it, there's a Kedushin Vadai. If we don't know he has it, we'll have a situation of a Kedusha Sofik, but not to say that it certainly won't be a Kedusha. Amnasha Erech Masayim Zos, on the condition that I show you Masayim Zos, Tana, but if he had it, we learned in the Mishnah that he has to show the Torah Zos, Tana Lan Eskabna, El Aris Mishloi. He has to show her money that is his. If he has money that's not his, it's not considered fulfilling the stipulation. Even though he has the money tied up in business, it's not considered that he has the money. And the Rishonim explained, since it's not money that he, even though it's money that has grown, and as the Mefarshim explained, it may even be money that is more than 200 zuz, but if it's not money that's accessible, it's not considered that he fulfilled the condition. I'm not sure if somebody says, on the condition that I have a base kor, which is an area of 75,000 square amos, harez mukadeshes v'yeshloi. Amnesh yesh to be makam pleni. If he says, on the condition I have it in a certain spot, im yesh boi boi samakam. If he has in that location mukadeshes, mumlav en mukadeshes. Amnash erech base kor offer, the condition that I show you that much land, harez mukadeshes v'yirena. If he shows it in a bika that doesn't belong to him, just as an area of many fields, enim kadeshes. Ask the Gemara. In the case, the first case, we spoke about the base kor, v'necha shem yeshloi, why are we not concerned that perhaps he has it? Voy tanya, in fact, didn't we learn in the braisa, the cheshin shem yeshloi, that maybe he has it? Says the Gemara again, loy kasha, ha b'kdusha v'adei, if he has it, it's a kdusha v'adei. If we don't know that he has it, it's not to say that she's not mekadeshes, there's a situation of a suffix. Ask the Gemara, so why Lomeli lives to Gaba Ara, the Lomeli Mr. Gaba Zuzi? Why do we have to have the exact same Gemara, both by property and by money? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha. The Ashmin and Gaba Zuzi, if we would say regarding money, Mishun Davide Inish the Mitzni, people hide the money. And therefore we have to be concerned that even though we don't know him having the money, maybe he really has it. Aval Ara, but regarding property, Ema, eat this lay Ara. If he truly had the land, call it a slay, everybody would know he has it. And the fact that there is no such call is an indication that he doesn't have it. Kamash Milan, it's a proof that we still have to always be concerned that maybe he indeed has it. Amanash Yeshla my complaining. If he says in the condition I am in such a place, Im Yeshla, yes, if not, no. Ask him Pshita, he has to fulfill the terms of a stipulation. Madatema, Amoy Man Nafkalin Mina. Why do you care if I don't have it in the place that I mentioned? Even if I have it in a further distance, it should be acceptable. Because why are you concerned that if it's further, it's going to be harder to get the produce of that field? I'm not Terechta Messina. I'll bring it even from the further location, Kamash Malon, that it's invalid because she wants the fruit, the produce, in an area that's closer that she could go and see it and should be easily accessible. So now the Rishonim asked the question, where he made a stipulation that I have property in a certain location, and he doesn't have property in that location, but he does have property in a location which is actually closer to where they live. On one hand, we could say the terms of the stipulation were not fulfilled. He indicated a specific location where the property should be. On the other hand, why would the Gemara just say that if the stipulation wasn't fulfilled, it's invalid? Because she wants the property to be close to where they live. This property that he actually has is even closer, and maybe it should be a valid kedusha. Amnash erech beis kor. If she said amnash erech beis kor, tana leneskamna el liris mishaloi. And therefore, if you show the bika and kadesh pshita, so tomorrow loy tzricha the nakud b'destura. Where a person has a sharecropping arrangement, it's not considered his. So mefarshim ask, then we learn in the previous gemara that if he has it locked up in business, it's not considered his. So why does the gemara have to say the same din if it's locked up in this, in an investment that's not considered his, and the same din if it's locked up in a sharecropping arrangement that's not considered his? Why do we have to have the same Gemara twice? So Mefarshim say that each situation has its own advantages and disadvantages. Money that's locked up in an investment is entirely mine. On the other hand, money that's locked up in an investment is not accessible to me. On the other hand, money that I have in a sharecropping arrangement, on one hand, it's money that's accessible to me. My portion of the sharecropping arrangement, I'm entitled to at any time. But on the other hand, it's not something that's completely mine, and that's why the Gemara has to mention that in both cases, the stipulation hasn't been fulfilled, and we don't have a valid kedushin because the conditions haven't been met.